Good morning, beloved, and thank you again for inviting me into your room on this Thursday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in John chapter 6, verses 25 through 59, and this is the day after Jesus miraculously feeding the crowd. And so they went looking for him, and when they found him, Jesus explained the difference between the manna that their ancestors ate in the desert and the real bread from heaven. Yet there were people in the crowd who took issue with what he said, and arguments arose among them. Well, today's guiding word for us is still love. So let's begin reading in John chapter 6, beginning at verse 25. When the people found Jesus on the other side of the lake, they said to him, "Teacher, when did you get here?" And Jesus answered, "I'm telling you the truth. You are looking for me because you ate the bread and had all you wanted, not because you understood my miracles. Do not work for food that spoils. Instead, work for the food that lasts for eternal life. This is the food which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has put his mark of approval on him." And so they asked him, "Well, what can we do in order to do what God wants us to do?" And Jesus answered, "What God wants you to do is to believe in the one that he sent." They replied, "Well, what miracle will you perform so that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, just as the scripture says, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." "I'm telling you the truth," Jesus said. "What Moses gave you was not the bread from heaven. It is my Father who gives you the real bread from heaven. For the bread that God gives is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Sir, they asked him, "give us this bread always." "I am the bread of life," Jesus told them. "Those who come to me will never be hungry, and those who believe in me will never be thirsty. Now I told you that you have seen me, but will not believe. Everyone whom my Father gives me will come to me, and I will never turn away anyone who comes to me, because I've come down from heaven to do not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should not lose any of all these he has given me, but that I should raise them all to life on the last day. For what my Father wants is that all who see the Son and believe in him should have eternal life, and I will raise them to life on the last day." Well, the people started grumbling about him because he said, "I am the bread that comes down from heaven." So they said, "This man is Jesus, son of Joseph, isn't he? We know his father and his mother. How then does he say that he came down from heaven?" And Jesus answered them, "Stop grumbling among yourselves. People cannot come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them to me, and I will raise them to life on the last day. The prophets wrote, 'Everyone will be taught by God, and anyone who hears the Father and learns from him comes to me.' This does not mean that anyone has seen the Father. He who is from God is the only one who has seen the Father. I'm telling you the truth. He who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but they died. But the bread that comes down from heaven is of such a kind that whosoever eats it will not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If you eat this bread, you will live forever. The bread that I give you is my flesh, which I also give so that the world may live." This started an angry argument among them. "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" they asked. Jesus said to them, "I'm telling you the truth. If you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not have life in yourselves. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them to life on that last day. For my flesh is the real food, and my blood is the real drink." Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood live in me, and I in them. The living Father sent me, and because of him, I live also. In the same way, whoever eats me will live because of me. This, then, is the bread that came down from heaven. It is not like the bread that your ancestors ate, but then later died. Those who eat this bread will live forever. And Jesus said this as he taught in the synagogue at Capernaum. Today's key verse is John chapter 6, verse 35, where Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Jesus told them, those who come to me will never be hungry. Those who believe in me will never be thirsty. Well, you have to admit, this is a very difficult passage of Scripture. It would be difficult for many Christians today to accept what Jesus is saying here, that eternal life comes only by partaking of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Very, very difficult. But all we can say is that there is no other way into heaven except by Jesus Christ. And those who believe in the sacrament of the communion or the Holy Eucharist, they know that this is partaking of the body and the blood of Jesus, that manna from heaven, not like they had in the Old Testament, but this manna that we partake of in the Holy Eucharist is the flesh of Jesus that brings eternal life. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are the true bread of life that has come down from heaven to give life to the world. I hunger and thirst for your word each day and trust in your promise that all who believe in you will be raised to life on the last day. Amen. Well, that brings this day to an end. Join me tomorrow as we will be reading John chapter 6, verse 60 through 71, where Jesus' words offer eternal life. Until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.